It is 8 o'clock, and you've got it on KHUM, cutting Eureka Arcata and Blue Lake Casino, and streaming on the web at KHUM.com. We are coming to you live from the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino, and Redwood Curtain Theater is on the air.
Dumb.
Dum 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 da dum dum da dum. Dum 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 dum.
Radio show extravaganza, Zounds, episode 9, The Farce Awakens! Featuring the overacting talents of your favorite Redwood Curtain actors and in-studio guests, we are live and on the air through the generosity of K-Hum, radio without the rules! And if you're listening to us over the internet, the stream guys make that possible. Our live studio audience is happily digesting an amazing meal brought to us by the chefs, servers, and bartenders here at Blue Lake Casino and Hotels Sapphire Palace. Additionally, tonight's show is generously underwritten by
Coast Central Credit Union,
Chapala Cafe,
Professional Consolidated Property Management,
Grant Electric,
Eureka Symphony,
Brick and Fire Bistro,
Sequoia Park Zoo,
Humboldt Creations,
Health Sport,
The Vision Center,
Facade Mortgage, Harvest,
Beth Wayne Remax Humboldt Realty,
The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute,
Finnish Country Sauna and Tubs,
Kinetic Coffee,
Harper Motors,
Mickey Moves Real Estate,
New Games,
Good Relations,
The Siren Song Tavern,
Pearson's Building Center,
and Plaza Professionals.
Talking to someone recently, I honestly don't remember who, about moving, and I realized my last move was a little over 3 years ago. I don't know many people who enjoy moving. I certainly do not. You have to gather all your property, consolidate it into manageable storage, and then make the move, and then tell everyone where you are. Of course, you can have it professionally done. Ooh, I like that idea. They will take care of all your property, consolidate it, and manage the whole thing for you. Now, why does that sound familiar? Professional, consolidated, property management. Oh, that's right. I was talking to Ted Loring. They just moved their business. They are now at 710 East Street, Suite 140. And now more people know about it. You don't have to thank me, Ted. Just wait till I get my memory checked.
Yeah, but who moved and consolidated them?
Hello, and welcome to another exciting edition of 16 Minutes. This evening, we bring you a terrifying and horrific story. A small town, a hideous monster, and 3 days of terror. Coming up, we have exclusive interview with those involved, and even grisly footage of the monster itself. Reporter Terry O'Sherry is on the scene to bring you the shocking story. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
Thanks, Stan. Oh, it's really nice that you said that, Stan. Okay. I'm going to tell you about... I'm going to tell you about... That's okay. That's enough over there now. I'm here in the quiet coastal town of Eureka, California. A foggy place, a rainy place. And on 3 nights last November, a place of spine-chilling fear.
We don't know how she got out. The area was secure. Trip wires, 14 security cameras, electrified fence. Knowing how dangerous these beasts are, we have the highest level of security in place to protect the innocent citizens of Eureka.
Do you suspect it might have been an inside job?
Inside where?
As morning dawned, the news quickly spread of the beast's escape. Ah! The brave citizens of Eureka formed a posse.
Oh-wee-oh.
Yo! With torches. Oh. Rifles. Fly swatters. And bug spray. The angry mob descended upon Sequoia Park to root out the beast. Citizen Rebecca Kalal took part in the horde of searchers.
Oh, I had so much fun. There were dozens of us. We made the most delightful angry mob. I had a burning torch and a pair of brass knuckles, and I also carried Gil's antique Civil War musket. It was his grandfather's, you know. Now, we marched through that redwood forest. Kill the beast, we chanted. Kill the beast.
Kill the beast. Oh. Kill the beast.
Oh, it was terrifying. Every moment, I thought the creature was peering out at us from behind a fern or a redwood stump.
Did you ever get a glimpse of the fiend?
Oh, no. But I was wearing the most charming little black chapeau with a half veil and a feather.
Yeah, right. Now, let's speak with this story's hero, the brave woman responsible for capturing the beast, Ms. Lucille Brackett. Lucille, what was going through your mind when you saw the ferocious beast coming toward you?
Well, at the time, I was thinking, should I have a burger or a chili dog at the Fresh Freeze? Or maybe I should go to the Black Lightning Motorcycle Cafe.
Okay,
vroom, vroom.
Go,
vroom, vroom. Yeah. Yeah. And get a Harley, no pickles.
But then you saw it.
Oh, yes, right in the intersection.
Honk, honk.
My first thought was, aw, how cute. Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Meow, meow, meow.
Then I realized, goodness gracious, that is not a cat. It was something, something else.
Yes, it was. So, you called the authorities?
I did. I called 911 immediately and stayed in my car so I could watch all the action. At that moment, the beast bounded up a tree in front of a cute little three-bedroom cottage on G Street. The owner came out on the porch to get the mail, and I hollered at her, "Watch out! There's a monster in your tree!" She screamed, dropped her Amazon box on the porch, and ran back inside.
Oh, then what happened?
Right about then, a police car drove up. Then a fire truck. Then two ambulances. And three more police cars. And then the SWAT team.
Come out with your hands up.
It took hours, but they finally got that monster caged.
What a harrowing experience for you. But you know, you are a hero.
Well, yes. Yes, I am.
And now? Oh, yes. I have just received word that we will be able to interview the monster itself live right here at the zoo. I'll be putting on my special protective suit. All right. Oh, there it is, folks. The beast. I've never seen anything so frightening. Stay back, beast.
Oh, okie dokie.
Do you have a name, beast?
Michelle is what the lady calls me.
And how did you escape your high-security cage here at the zoo?
Well, the lady came in to clean up our poop. The door was open. I went out.
Cunning. And where did you go? What nefarious activities did you take part in?
Well, first I went to the playground. That slide inside the big trees is really neato. Then I went and visited those goats that are over there by those big tents.
Accomplices.
Yeah. Well, then I wandered over and checked out the new hardware store. Then I got an Americano at the Jitterbean.
And the nights, where did you spend your nights planning your escapades?
Well, I wandered down to the end of O Street, met a couple of nice dogs. Yeah, they invited me into their doghouse. It was cozy. The next day, I was on my way to the Fresh Freeze to get a double-serving chocolate-dip soft serve when some lady chased me into a tree. Well, it's okay that I'm back home, though, because I miss my sisters.
There you have it, folks. From the mouth of the beast itself. 3 days of ransacking this quiet coastal town and terrorizing the innocent citizens, frightening children and scaring elderly folks. John, enough already.
This has been another exciting episode of 16 Minutes brought to you by the Sequoia Park Zoo.
Hey, that was a really funny sketch. Did you write that, Peggy?
Oh, yeah, I did. But actually, it was Bonnie's daughter that gave me the idea.
Oh, my God! Sarah Bareilles gave me that idea. Oh, my God, I love her.
Julie.
She's, like, really famous, and she grew up here, and I worked with her.
Julie, chill. It was Jenny Bareilles that gave me the idea.
Jenny?
Yeah, she's really funny and talented. Bonnie has three very talented daughters. That's right.
Okay, but nobody tweets to Lost Coast Outpost if the other two walk around in Old Town.
Well, that sound could only mean one thing. It's time for some show tunes.
Ooh, I love this part of the show! Who or what are you guys skewering this year?
Well, Jen, I'll tell you. We thought we'd poke a little fun at everyone's favorite town, Arcata.
How do we solve a problem like the plaza? How do we make it safe for everyone? How do we make a free and public plaza? Community pride, kinetic rides, and fun. Some people think McKinley is so passé. Some people want to tear the old guy down. But what is the proper way to celebrate yesterday and give all our kids a fabulous place to play? Oh, how do we solve a problem like the plaza? How does a statue
what drives me nuts about Arcata? Roundabout, roundabout. Every morning you greet me. Should I slow? Should I go? You are structured to beat me.
Circle of stone makes me swear and groan, curse and moan forever. Can't get out, roundabout, circling ever and ever. Roundabout, roundabout, we are all stuck inside you.
Clockwise makes us agonize.
Traffic wise, not clever.
Hopelessly, woefully, trapped forever and ever.
All right, come on, come on. If you live in Arcata, you really have to be much more zen about the roundabout. Drive every circle, be it high or low, whether it be art or function, round the roundabout you'll go. Drive every circle. They do it everywhere. In Mexico and Europe, it seems without a care. A circle, you see, is a geometric form. It's a part of our lives that will
some of the
crazy drivers, those teens.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe they're allowed to drive, let alone do some of the other stuff they're allowed to do. I am 16, getting a 215. Man, life is pretty fly.
Who could foresee a teen could go free for having a legal high?
I am 21, able to buy a gun, no background check for me. Maybe I'll hunt.
Or just pull a stunt.
Whatever, I'll still go free.
Totally unafraid am I to cause a little fuss.
I can shoot targets in the sky while relishing my buzz.
You are 50, ancient as history. Don't tell me what to do. I am not a child.
Take my phone, then I'll go wild.
Hey, but to be fair, there are great things about Arcata. In fact, here are some of my favorite things.
Redwoods and ocean and Arcata pool. Dairies and K-Hum without any rules. All kinds of venues where people can sing. These are a few of our favorite things.
Fabulous restaurants on every street. Dancing at sidelines to hip-hoppy beats. Arcata Marsh gives us birds on the wing. These are a few of our favorite things.
When the rain pours, when I can't park, when the crabs don't score, we simply remember a forest of trails, and then we can't ask for more.
And you know, the other thing is we have this amazing university right here on our doorstep.
Was the Humboldt College, lay, oda, lay, oda, lay, hee hoo, filling the young people's heads with knowledge, lay, oda, lay, oda, loo. The Jacks had a year, they went to the playoffs, lay, oda, lay, oda, lay, hee hoo. The budget improved, so there were no layoffs, lay, oda, lay, oda, loo. Oh ho!
Sustainable resources!
Oh ho!
Graduation pledge!
Oh ho!
Research on the cutting edge.
The new president almost worked for NASA. Lay, oda, lay, oda, lay, hee hoo. A geologist, she can kick some ass. Lay, oda, lay, oda, loo. And oh, by the way, we have a new provost. Lay, oda, lay, oda, lay, hee hoo. Word on the street is he is the utmost. Lay, oda, lay, oda, loo.
And now, please welcome tonight's chanteuse, Christina Gioris.
Shake, man. this half pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
County's classiest game show, Family Tude. I am your host, Captain Twerk. And now I'd like to introduce you to our competing families for this very special episode, Star Schmeck versus Star Gors. Oh, yes. We have been looking forward to this for, well, let's just say a long time ago in a county far, far away. And now I'd like to introduce to you our competitors playing for the Star Schmeck family, Commander Frock, Lieutenant Tutu, and everyone's favorite engineer, Squatty. And on the Star Gors team, we have Fonz Cargo, Princess Liam, and Fluke Schlocktucker. Now, let's get Commander Frock and Fonz Cargo over here for our toss-up question to see which team will start us off. Hands on the buzzers, not on your junk, fellas. We've got the top three answers on the board. What is the difference between the new alibi and the old alibi on the Arcata Plaza? Commander Frock.
Approximately 6 inches between the wall.
Sorry. Fonz Cargo.
Hey, a one-night stand and family brunch.
Correct.
Yeah.
Fonz Cargo gets the first answer for the Star Gors team. Are you going to pass or play?
Wait, play.
Very good. Now, Captain Twerk, let's see. Now to you, Princess Liam. What is the difference between the new alibi and the old alibi on the plaza?
A hangover.
Very good, Princess Liam. And now, on to you, Fluke Schlockducker. What is the difference between the new alibi and the old alibi on the Arcata Plaza?
Shh. The light side and the dark side.
That is correct! And the Star Wars team wins this round! Congratulations. Now, to kick off round two of Family Tude, we'll begin with the next toss-up question between Lieutenant Tutu and Princess Liam. Come on up, ladies. A little closer. Closer. That's better. Now, for our next question, we've got the top three answers on the board. What are the top problems with legalizing cannabis for Humboldt County? Princess Liam.
The end of the resistance.
Sorry. Lieutenant Tutu?
Massive economic downturn.
Correct, Lieutenant Tutu. Now, will the Starshmeck team play or pass?
Play.
Excellent. The question now goes to you, Squatty.
Right.
What are the top problems with legalizing cannabis for Humboldt County?
All right. Well, we'll have to protect the environment like we said we'd do 4 years ago.
Yes, indeed. And it's about time, Squatty. Good job.
Yeah.
And now, back to you, Frock. What are the top problems with legalizing cannabis for Humboldt County?
Hostile Trimmigrant takeover.
Go, Team Starshmack! Nice! I'm counting on you to make me proud. Way to say those answers aloud. Nice job. The score is all tied up here on Family Tude, Starshmack versus Star Gores. And we'll take a quick break for this message from our sponsor. So stick around and join us for the final round of Family Tude to find out who's going to take home that brand new starship.
And now, a word from our sponsor, New Games. Wait. Nude Games? No. New Games. Located in Eureka and Arcata, they host a variety of board games and card games in a safe place to play.
Oh, you mean new games instead of old games? Old games like Pinochle, Chess, and Canasta?
Yeah, yeah. New games like Oath, Magic, and Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. If you want to play board games, you can do that too.
Oh, like Monopoly?
Yep. New games located in Arcata and Eureka.
Great! I still don't understand why I have to do it nude.
Oh, Bonnie.
New games. Welcome back to Family Tude, where the score is all tied up between Starshmeck and Star Gores. We are down to our final round, and this next question will determine which team is going home with a brand new starship. We've got the top four answers on the board for this final round, and we'll kick off the toss-up question with Fluke Schlucktucker for the Star Gores team and Squatty from Star Shrek. And our final question, why does Arcata love its new roundabout at 10th and I Street? Luke.
The force is balanced within a circle.
Oh, sorry. Squatty.
It makes warp travel safe and fun.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I've never had so much faith in you, Squatty. Now, will the Starshmeck team pass or play?
Oh, what have I got?
Play. Okay. Play.
Oh, well, play, of course.
Excellent. Then on to you, Commander Frock. Why does Arcata love its new roundabout?
My apologies, Captain. This question is illogical. It is not a roundabout. It is a bicycle wheel.
Sorry, Frock. The question goes to Lieutenant Tutu. Why does Arcata love its new roundabout?
Obviously, Captain, because it is beautiful.
That makes two strikes for Team Starshmeck. Now, Squatty, get this wrong, and Team Star Gores will get the chance to steal and win the game with one correct answer. Why does Arcata love its new roundabout?
Right. Well, because it safely streamlines bicycle travel through a quantum warp bubble.
Sorry. Team Starshmeck fails to take this one home. This is disappointing.
The question now turns over to Fonz Cargo of the Stargorz team. If Fonz gets it right, Team Stargorz takes home a brand new starship. So, Fonz, why does Arcata love its new roundabout?
It's not a roundabout. But one thing's for sure, you can sit on it.
Oh my, Stargorz steals the win and the brand new starship for the Starspec team. Unbelievable. Well, that's all, folks. We'll see you next time on Family Tooth. Squatty, beam us down. I've got the keys.
All right, we are listening to Zounds, Episode 9, The Farce Awakens, coming to you live from the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino and Hotel. We need to take a quick break, and we will return live right here on KHUM. All right, and we are back live at the Sapphire Palace at the Blue Lake Casino. It is Redwood Curtain Radio Theater, live on the air, Zounds, Episode 9, The Farce Awakens.
Jilly, five plays coming your way in season 2016, opening February 25th with the delightful Irish romantic comedy Outside Mullingar. The season continues with fascinating dramas, a summer comedy, and a little Shakespeare to top it off. Our theater is intimate with only 80 seats, which means sold out shows, so order your tickets today so you don't miss any of the exquisite entertainment. The full package of shows is sure to please. Packages just start at $30 for all five shows. Order your tickets now at redwoodcurtain.com.
Where all the stars in the county seem to twinkle and glow, and all the plays such a bounty make us think. Style in the moonlight on a magic night. Can I just see one more play with you? It's live.
If you want to buy some jewelry, boom, handcrafted with care,
boom, boom,
gems and stones wrapped in silver,
boom, boom,
sparkle and shine with flair, humble boom, boom, creations.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's boom, so lovely, boom, boom, buy some for boom, the one boom, boom, you love.
Boom, boom,
splendid. Creative treasures, art that is a cut above. The jewelry is a cut above. Humble creations. Humble creations.
And we interrupt this program for a RCT special report. Good evening. This is Sky Lifton. Up-to-the-minute news of a spectacular improvement to Hope Airlines, who hit the sky's limit last year because everyone just had to believe. Over to you, Ariel.
Thanks, Sky. I'm Ariel Maneuver. Last year, we launched Hope Airlines, and all our hopes were fulfilled. We were so successful that we wanted to reach new markets in which to foster hope. We did some market research, some data mining and rebranding, and asked passengers where they would hope to travel next.
I want to go to Mars.
I want to go to Planet X.
I want to go to Pluto.
Pluto's not a planet.
Yes, it is. Shut up.
Oh, I want to go to Andromeda, like the Robinsons in Lost in Space.
And I want to go to the Forbidden Planet and meet Robbie the Robot.
Now you can go to all of those places and so many more with the launch of our newest interplanetary transportation fleet, Hope Intergalactic. I bet you have questions.
Mm-hmm. Will they fly to Venus?
We hope so.
Will they travel at warp speed?
Oh, yes, with our patented Hopper Speed Drive.
Will you age as a result of the long flights?
We hope not. And zero gravity is great for the skin.
And best of all, direct flights.
No, sorry, you still have to stop in San Francisco.
Oh.
But a crab cocktail and some sourdough bread should hold you over. The new launch pad in San Francisco is specially designed to escape Earth's gravitational pull and avoid unnecessary turbulence.
Now, in an exclusive sneak peek, we have been allowed to take our cameras aboard the inaugural launch of Hope Intergalactic. When we return after this short break, you will have a bird's eye view of behind the scenes.
Go to Crush tonight, then to Harvest. Drinks and appetizers are the best. I love the choice of great wines, and the surroundings are so sublime. Can you drink? Can you? I have got the crush at Harvest for you.
Welcome back to our audience, and as promised, we will be witnessing the first launch of Hope Intergalactic from the California Redwood Coast, Humboldt County, Arcata, Eureka, McKinleyville Intergalactic Interplanetary International Spaceport.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Faith, your first-class flight facilitator. Now, today we will be graced by the presence of our highly experienced Captain Luck Rogers. He's no Wookiee. And our first officer, No Trash Gordon.
Psst, psst. Hey, Faith. Faith. Faith.
Please excuse me a moment, ladies and gentlemen. What is it, Will?
Is the crew here? Have you checked the chamber?
Captain Rogers isn't here, or First Officer Gordon. Danger, Will Robinson. Get ground control to Major Tom.
This is ground control. We are aware of your crew issue and now have Captain George Jetson on his way with First Officer Flotsam.
OMG. Thank you for your patience, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, welcome. I'm Faith. We'll fly you to the moon and let you gaze upon the stars. We'll let you see what life is like on Endor or on Mars. So just relax, strap yourself in. What would you like, vodka or gin? Now, in the coach area, is flight facilitator Charity.
You are protected by our safety assurance system. Our patented launch escape system? You know, ejection seats. No worries. Come fly with me. Come fly away. We'll keep you safely in your seats, I pray.
Charity.
What? Charity.
Mm.
Oh, sorry.
Now, meet flight facilitator Chastity.
Multi-stage rockets attain escape velocity from Earth with unlimited maximum altitude. But please note, all our thrust will come from rocket engines only. No 60 million light year club up here. Forces on a rocket in flight. I'm going to do that again. Forces on a rocket in flight. Astrodynamic delight. Oh, thrust, gravity, and lift tonight. All right.
You are all very brave, ladies and gentlemen. Relax. The cargo's packed, the payload is full, the fuel compartment's plentiful. We're ready to strap in and fly away. Ground control says A-OK. Launching pad is clear as day. Flight crew and concessions underway. Bar. We're gonna take you out so far. Hold on to your life and say goodbye. We're leaving on a starship, intergalactic charter trip. Oh yeah, we're gonna fly.
Ariel and I are in the viewing tower at the California Redwood Coast, Humboldt County, Arcata, Eureka, Fortuna, McKinleyville, Intergalactic, Interplanetary, International Spaceport.
We anticipate countdown to liftoff any moment. What an exciting day. The countdown has begun. 10, 9, 8.
Intergalactic One, this is the tower. Your flight has been delayed due to flow in San Francisco. Estimated time of departure, Thursday.
Oh. The other day, I was on the Plaza, not the Plaza Hotel like in New York, nor the Plaza Suite like in that Neil Simon play, but rather the Plaza in Arcata. And I was reminded of the professionals that are there, you know, like the professionals that take care of your business needs, not the professionals that consolidate stuff or professionals like sports teams. Although Plaza Professionals does have a team of professionals, James, Jessica, Julie, David, Pamela, Glenn, and Ben. And they can assist you with all of your taxes. That's taxes, not Texas. I don't know any professional who could prepare you for Texas, but it's taxes and business consulting. Well, not like getting up in your business, but you know, if it's a business and professional advice you need, go to Plaza Professionals at 928 H Street on the Plaza.
And now, Peggy gets a wellness coach.
So nice to meet you, Peggy. I'm Anne, your wellness coach for your creative care program.
Huh?
Now let's start with, why are you here today?
My wife told me I should.
Oh, okay. And why is that?
I guess, I want to be healthier.
Oh, great! So, you want to change the way you eat?
No, not really.
Oh, well, do you want to start exercising then?
No, no.
Oh, well, okay. Well, let's back up. I'll ask you some questions. You be as honest as you can be, okay?
Okay, okay.
How much exercise do you get each week?
Oh, okay, let's see. Saturday, none.
Oh, well, how active are you? What is your job like? Do you do a lot of walking?
Well, I sit at my desk, at my computer, and then I get up and I go to meetings where I sit.
Oh, well, that's not very active.
Sometimes the meetings are up the hill on campus and I have to walk to them.
Great! And how does that feel?
I'm usually pretty winded by the time I get to the steps at JVD.
Well, then, that's something we can put on your list of goals. To be able to walk from one side of campus to the other without getting winded. Fair enough?
All right.
Now, what about food?
Oh, I love food.
What's your breakfast like?
20-ounce triple non-fat sugar-free mocha with whip.
That's your breakfast?
Well, then most days, some breakfast food at the marketplace at some point in the morning between meetings.
And you eat at your desk, right?
Yep.
What kinds of breakfast foods?
Wednesdays and Fridays are bacon and tots.
Tots?
Tater tots. Thursday is breakfast burrito day. I always get the meat one, but I don't eat the tortilla. I just eat the greasy, meaty, eggy guts out.
Isn't there a yogurt and fruit bar there at the marketplace?
Oh, I don't eat yogurt. It's too, goopy.
Okay. Let's talk about portion sizes. See this picture of spaghetti and meatballs?
I don't eat pasta.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Wait, there are only two meatballs on that plate.
Yes, two meatballs fit into the palm of my hand. That's how I determine what portion of protein I should have.
I must have a really big hand.
Okay. What about this picture? Here's a whole burrito cut in half, sitting on a bed of lettuce with some tortilla chips on the side. What would you do to make that meal better?
Add some sour cream and guacamole.
I meant healthier.
Well, avocado is a vegetable, and sour cream is dairy.
Okay. Now, let's talk about your emotional wellness. Do you have stress in your life?
Yeah, a little bit.
And what do you do to help you relieve stress?
Eat.
And what's your favorite food, Peggy?
Chipotle. Whoa. Chipotle. Whoa.
The margaritas are grand. Real nacho cheese, not canned. We will bask in the glow of a chicken taco and tamales with guac on the side.
Bastion of authentic Mexican cuisine, second in C in Old Town, right around the corner from Redwood Curtain Theater. And now, a Star Wars haiku.
I saw the movie.
So did the rest of the world.
Mark Hamill looked old.
This has been a Star Wars HiQ.
That was a hot haiku, huh, Charlie?
Yeah.
Well, hey, Charlie, I got something to talk to you about. When do you think you're going to settle down and buy a house?
Oh, I don't know. I want to, but it's kind of overwhelming.
What do you mean?
I mean, I've never done anything like that before. How do I know what I'm doing? How do I know if I'm getting a good deal? It's kind of scary.
Oh, come on, Charlie. If you go see Beth Wayne at Remax Realty, she'll take care of you. She knows this area. She knows the market. She understands the ins and outs of escrow and appraisals and short sales. She knows it all. And she's a terrific person who will work really hard to find you the house you want and the home you deserve.
Beth Wayne?
Yeah.
I'm calling her today.
Do it.
Beth Wayne, Remax Humboldt Realty, RedwoodCoastRealEstate.com.
Once again, the amazing Christina Gioris.
Snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat. I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire. The flame burns higher so I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat. I'm burning, burning with love. My heart's on fire. The flame burns higher so I can weather the storm, storm, storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Start, all right? I go to the state for my loans. Getting a mortgage isn't all that easy. That's why it's the state for my loans. They make home buying easy and breezy with qualification forms, amortization rules, and the interest rates apply. I'm gonna talk to them. I'm gonna get new fiscal year. I go to the state for my loan.
Welcome to the final debate of this election season, determining who will be the next president of the Federation of Galaxies. Will it be someone from the dark side or the light side? Who will rule the galaxy? Let's meet our candidates. Each will give a one-sentence overview of what they feel is the most important issue in this year's election. First, from the light side, Princess Hillary Liam Clinton.
The Federation of Galaxies is a federation for all. We will work for all the working class families of the galaxies because that is who we are.
And we have Bernie, will he win Kenobi?
I'd just like to say that in my view, there should be free Jedi training for all young people. No Padawan debt. We'll pay for your tuition and your lightsabers.
Help us, Bernie Wan Kenobi. You're our only hope.
Oh. And I almost forgot, nameless, faceless stormtrooper O'Malley.
Well, now, I feel strongly that
nice I should... Nice red shirt. And now I'd like to introduce those candidates representing the dark side. First, we have Darth Rubio.
The farce is strong with this one. I am your father.
Whose father?
I am your brother-in-law.
And next to him is Ted Cruzbaca. Nice. Two cruisies left, Mr. Jeb Jeb Bush.
With an exclamation point.
Right.
I will follow in the footsteps of my beloved brother, Boba Bush, who kept the Federation safe and was the best dang president we ever had.
And finally, in all his gloriousness, Jabba the Trump.
Well, let's make the galaxy great again.
Can you be more specific, Mr. Trump?
Well, the galaxy used to be great. Now it's not. We can make it great again.
Okay. Well, thank you, candidates. Now let us begin the debate with our moderator, Yoda.
Bernie Wan. Radical extremists, Ewoks, war will there be?
In my view, we can fight the radical extremist Ewoks without putting boots on the planet.
Oh, you're wrong, jerk. All Ewoks are bad. We should bomb the, you know, out of them. Women and children, too. This Federation was founded by Federalationists, and it is for Federalationists only. We will ban any Ewoks from entering this country, because one bad Ewok means all Ewoks have gone bad. I know this because I saw the video on the internet of Ewoks cheering when the Death Star exploded. Any and all Ewoks currently in the country will be registered and probably gathered into one location. It will be hugely better for security and stuff. And my running mate, Sarah, will love it. She's a nice lady.
Yeah, I can see the Death Star from my house, you betcha.
Bush, the NLA, supporters they are?
I am a card-carrying member of the National Lightsaber Association, and I believe that God wrote the Second Amendment to the Federation Constitution to provide all people the right to open carry their lightsabers in Walmart.
I agree. Lightsabers don't kill people. Jedi kill people.
Well, Princess Hillary, your husband was president before, philanderer he was?
You are very rude. I'd just as soon answer your question as kiss a Wookiee.
In my view, We have more important things to do than talk about Solo sex life.
My Solo sex life?
No. Han Solo sex life.
Quit interrupting, you hairy beast. Oh, you want to debate that way, do you?
Oh my gosh, they're coming from everywhere! Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, watch out, watch out!
Which side won? Hard to tell, it is. The final decision. Perhaps the voters will make.
Oh, good grief. What a bunch of weenies. Open the pod bay door, Hal.
That's our show. Thank you very much for listening to Zounds, episode 9, The Farce Awakens. Featuring the acting talents and voices of Julie Angles, Terry Desch, Bonnie Halverson, Ron Halverson, Charlie Heinberg, and Peggy Metzger. The piano stylings of Mr. John Chernoff. And the scintillating serenades of Ms. Christina Gioris. Our live show tonight was broadcast by the good folks at KHOM by Master DJ Cliff Berkowitz. Our sound was expertly engineered by Daniel Lanford. And Universal Balance Productions here in the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino and brought to you by our wonderful sponsors. Tell them you heard it on Zounds. Season 2016 is just beginning. Visit us online at redwoodcurtain.com to order season tickets, get show information, and visit Redwood Curtain Casting for your latest film and television opportunities. Season 2016 opens February 25th. Get your season tickets now. This is Clint Rebick for Redwood Curtain Theater. Good night.
Good show it was. With a standing ovation.
Zounds, episode 9, The Farce Awakens. The 9th episode of Zounds, coming to you live here from the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino and Hotel. All right, well, that'll wrap up the live broadcast from here. And now I'm going to borrow one of those teleporters that they were using on stage and beam myself back to the radio station to complete my show since I'm on the air until midnight.